We're going to continue down informational items to keep us on track with our 2 p.m. agenda items. So now we will move to 13, the bounty program summary with Jackie Ermer.
All right, good afternoon. Hopefully this works this time. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you and
okay.
we can and we can see you, or we could. Oh, yep, you're still there.
Okay. All right. Share my screen here. Had to do a little moving around from one room to another, so it seemed like it was messing up some settings, I guess. All right. Is that working? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. You can go ahead.
Oh, except for it's going backwards. How about we start from the beginning here? All right. Now we should be at the beginning. Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I'm Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor up in the northeast part of the state. I'm just going to give a quick summary on this year's Nest Predator Bounty Program. This was the seventh year of the program and the fourth year where it was actually open to youth for the month of March. And this young gentleman here in the picture, those of you maybe remember a couple years ago, this is Benton Howe, and he was unfortunately lost his life in an accident, but he had a great love even at his young age for the outdoors and for trapping. He loved to teach his classmates how to trap and bring them out with them. So the youth trap weekly giveaway was named after Benton. So that's the young man here in the picture who harvested a doe that year. But the program itself, again, is open in March for youth. And then in April, it's open to all residents of South Dakota of all ages. And the program goes through July 1st, unless we reach the maximum payout of $500,000 before that. And this year, we actually reached the maximum about 3 weeks early. So it was reached on June 6th. So that's when the program closed this year. As other years, eligible tails were $10, and for five species, raccoon, striped skunk, red fox, badger, and opossum. This year, total participants were down a little bit, about a little over 1,800 participants, but been in there about that same over the years. 43% of all the participants this year also participated last year. So we have quite a few that return from year to year. This year we did offer all the youth that wanted one, the National Trapping Association Trapping Handbook. So we gave out about 500 of those this year. And we also did the weekly giveaway drawing, which was that package, same as last year, was a raccoon starter trapping kit and had a knife in there and a copy of that trapping handbook, and it was all put into a really nice backpack and instructions on how to use it. So we had 16 drawings this year. Even though the program was done early on June 6th, we actually drew names all the way through as if the program would have went to July 1st. So we drew 16 names this year. Going back to, you know, the youth participants for the month of March, this graph here shows just that for the month of March. The blue there are the number of youth, and that orange line are the number of tails. That year 2023, those of you remember, that was the winter that never ended, which was likely the reason why we had less youth out and about, and even probably less who were able to get their traps set, so that even the number of tails was down that March. But then it picked back up again, you know, starting in April. But suspect that's the reason for that dip in 2023 was weather related. But otherwise, it's been holding pretty steady as far as the youth participation for the month of March. Again, we had about 140 youth this year, and they submitted just under 2,000 tails just in the month of March itself. This is a snapshot of our tail tracker that you can see on our website. Anybody can go up there and it's still active. You can see it now. In the far left corner there in the green, that's the number of tails submitted. So that's what we had this year. We went over a little over the 50,000 because we were in the middle of a pre-scheduled collection day. So we just ended that night, and this is what the total ended up being. In the middle is the map. You can see the color coordination there. So the darker blue kind of shows you the counties that had more tails submitted. So that grayish, whitish color there, they all had, for the most part, tails submitted, but it was less than 250 tails. I think we only had one or two counties that had no tails, excuse me, submitted. Otherwise, every county had tails submitted. And there's a pie chart here on the far right, just has a breakdown of the species. By far, raccoon are what gets submitted the most. And striped skunk and opossum kind of go back and forth, but they're pretty similar to how many of those get submitted as well. This year there was slightly more opossum than striped skunk, and then red fox and badger. There's really just a handful of those that get submitted. Now this graph, just a quick visual on the total number of nest predators submitted by year since we started this. So every year the maximum has been 50,000 tails, $500,000. So some years we go a little bit over that depending on where we are on that scheduled collection day. But 2020, you can see it's a lot less. That was the only year that it was $5 a tail. And that was also the year COVID hit. And so there was probably some uncertainty of folks wanting to come out to a public space to turn in those tails. So probably a couple things going on in that year. Otherwise, good participation. Here's just, I guess, another view of that pie chart, really, that you saw on the tail tracker. That blue there just shows the raccoons. You can see that that's by far the number one nest predator that is taken every year. The orange is the striped skunk, and the gray the opossum, and then you can barely see the red fox and badger there in the green and yellow. As far as the youth participation, it was down slightly this year, but it's much better than what it was when we first started, and when it was at about 13-16% those first couple years. We've been increasing that and holding pretty steady. One neat thing, though, even though youth participation overall was down, that youth group from, under age 18, that group of folks submitted more tails than any of the other age groups. So they are still very much involved in the program, and hopefully the families are getting out there together with them. So the next, it was the 51 to 70-year-olds that submitted the next, I guess, most amount of tails, but that the youth group is still very active out there, and that's what we like to see. With that, if you have any questions about the program this year or since 2019, I'd try to entertain those.
Very good. Thank you, Jackie. Questions for Jackie from the commission? Comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update and the information. Thank you.
Thank you.